Hello?
Is this Charlene?
Yes.
Charlene, my name is John. I was talking to you about the Roundup lawsuit.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. And the phone dropped. And I'm
Yes.
very sorry.
It's okay. That's all, I understand. It happens. It's not the first time, but I'm glad you and I got connected together, okay? All right, so
Okay.
we're almost done. I have a few more questions, and I thank you for being patient. There's a lot of questions. I was
No,
asking,
I thank you.
you're welcome. Have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic expense, offense, pardon me, other than a
No,
minor traffic offense, have you ever been
no,
convicted of a crime?
I have never been arrested. No.
Very good. And then what was the name of the doctor that made your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Tony Televised.
I'm sorry?
Tony Televised.
Tony. Okay. Can you spell his last name?
TALE BI.
And he's in Homestead, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And did he treat you at a specific hospital?
Yeah, Baptist. Baptist Hospital, Miami.
That's Baptist Hospital in what city?
Florida City. I mean, Miami, Florida,
Baptist
Miami.
Hospital in Miami?
Yeah, do you want the address?
No, I think I get it. I think
Okay.
I found it. Is it on Kendall Drive?
Right.
Okay. One second. I'm actually typing the address in, so bear with me here.
I'm in a bathroom. Too much noise.
Okay, so it's Baptist Hospital, and it's 8900 North Kendall Drive, Miami, Florida, 33176.
Why?
And this is the doctor that diagnosed you.
Why?
And he diagnosed you at Baptist Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And so I have a phone number for Baptist Hospital being 786-596-1960.
Right.
Okay. And can you share with me, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I've been nauseous. I had chest pain.
I'm sorry to hear that. So
It's just terrible.
it's negatively affected your health.
Yes.
Did it also affect you emotionally?
I was depressed for a long time.
Okay. So it negatively impacted your physical health, your emotional well-being, as well as your financial health, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm still somewhat, yes. I couldn't do as many hours, but I went to work.
Okay. And then do you know if the hospital still has medical records to show that your diagnosis?
More likely.
Okay. And then the hospital again is, I'm sorry for being redundant, it's Baptist Hospital. Is the hospital the same hospital that treated you too?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
great. Okay. And did was Dr. Talibi the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And when did your treatments begin?
Oh, June the 8th. No.
Was it, you were diagnosed June 8th. Did they start treatment right away or was it a couple days later?
Yeah, they started treatment on June the 12th.
On June 12th? Okay. That's what I needed to know. And again, that's 2008, correct?
2018.
2018, I'm sorry. Okay, 1 second here, please. Okay, and then how did they treat you? Did they have to do a stem cell transplant?
Treatment.
Yeah.
The treatment was chemotherapy.
Was chemotherapy? Did they also do a radiation?
Chemotherapy.
No radiation therapy?
They did immunotherapy.
Okay, chemotherapy and immunotherapy. What about surgery? Did they have to do any surgery?
Yeah.
Did you say yes?
They did the chemotherapy. That's
okay.
How they treated
me. Okay, that's how they treated you, chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and then let me just confirm. Are you still living at 775 Northwest 6th Street? Are you still living there? Is that your present address?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a house or is that an apartment that you live
in? It's a house. It's a home.
It's a
house.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Home.
We're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Okay, Latoya Lee, I'm going to have to pull a phone number for you.
Okay. Does that person live with you?
Yes, she does.
Okay, and can you spell her first name?
L-A-T-O-Y-A.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I can barely hear you.
L-A-T-O-Y-A.
Okay, thank you. Latoya?
Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, thank you.
Maker.
Lee Maker?
Yeah.
Can you spell Maker?
M-A-N-K-E-R. Maker.
M as in motel, A
mm-hmm.
as in apple, N
right.
as in Nancy, K as in kangaroo, E as in echo, R as in Roger. Manker?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And her relationship to you?
That's my niece.
It's your niece? Okay. And mm-hmm. she lives with you. And what is her phone number?
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Sure, thank you.
Okay. 786-426-5171.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I got it right. Area code 786-426-5171.
Right.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact her?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. All right. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that's after using Roundup. Just to confirm, your name is Shirlene, S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E, Gabriel. We've confirmed the spelling of the last name. You're female, unmarried, single, social 263-971204.
Mm-hmm.
Your date of birth
mm-hmm.
is February 17th, 1966.
Mm-hmm.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on June 8th, 2018. You used Roundup at your home residence, 775 Northwest 6th Street, Florida City, Florida, 33034. When you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you were over the age of 18 but under the age of 80. You used Roundup for at least 11 years.
Right.
And I've confirmed your email address, Charlene091@gmail.com. I've confirmed your phone number. You know that the law firm is going to call you in about 14 days, between now and 14 days, to do the case verification. They just want to hear that you used Roundup. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then they can start, they'll submit the request for medical records. Everything looks good.
Okay.
We're almost done. The last step is going to be signing the authorization for legal representation. That's the legal agreement. And the authorization to release medical records. I'll be sending you those forms to your cell phone through a text message.
Okay.
And you're going to get it in just a moment. Have you ever signed documents using your cell phone before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. So you're familiar with the process? I'm just looking over the forms before I send them to you to make sure they look good. So it's just you.
Okay, so what I have to do is just sign it?
Yeah, correct. This is going to sign for the agreement.
Okay.
As well as the authorization for legal representation. So I just sent you the agreement.
Okay, I see it now.
You see it? Okay. And so if you need my help with signing, let me know, but it's pretty self-explanatory. When you're done signing, it'll tell you that you're finished. You'll click a yellow finish button. Please let me know when you're finished, okay?
Okay, how would I do that? Text you?
I'm sorry?
How would I let you know? Text you or what?
I'm going to be on the phone while you're signing.
Okay, all right. Hold on, let me get in there. I need to sign this. How do you do it?
How are you doing, Charlene?
I'm done.
It says you're done? Let me see here.
Yeah.
Yes, you are done. All right, so what I'm going to do next is I'm going to send you a – did you get my text message from earlier? Hi,
yeah,
Charlene.
What? I'm trying to read it. What? Hold on, I gotta get home. It's a lot of kids.
That's okay.
It's cold getting in with a lot of kids. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. All parties have completed roundup. That's the one you talk about?
Yes.
Yeah. All parties have completed roundup. Download document.
Okay, now this, I got it. You don't have to read the rest of it. I got it. Okay. 1 second. I'm going to send you another text here, okay? Bear with me here.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you a text message. That's my contact information, okay?
Okay. I don't see a number.
I just sent you.
Oh, you got an email. Okay. Is that the email?
No, I sent you a text message, and it says, "Hi, Charlene. This is John Maurer."
Mm-hmm. In case in text message will help you get signed up for the Roundup lawsuit. My direct number. I was reading what the text said. This is my direct number, so please save me your contact if you have any questions. Okay.
Okay.
That's
and,
then, my...
and now I just sent you, I'm going to send you the name of the law firm. The law firm is Pulaski Kirker. They're going to be one. They're going to talk, do the case verification call sometime between now and the next 14 days.
Okay. Okay, I see that. I see.
Do you get it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You saw the law firm?
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Okay, great. So be on the lookout for their call in about 14 days, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're all done. If you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up. I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances that bring us together. That's your use of
that's good.
And then your diagnosis with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But I am pleased that you have now. You're about to have legal representation to help you with a claim for money for settlement money. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for being so nice and so easy to talk to.
Thank you, Shirley, and I appreciate that. I want to wish you a good rest of the day. Okay.
Okay. You too.
Okay,
goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, God.